Could Skagway go 3 months without ferry service? The Alaska Department of Transportation is planning a $6 million ferry dock refurbishment that would ideally happen this winter. The project would take the dock out of commission for a few months, which DOT says could leave Skagway without marine highway service. But DOT and the municipality are trying to work out a solution so that doesn't happen.
It's an old dock and it continues to deteriorate. And the longer we put off the refurbishment project, the more expensive it becomes for the state.
Jeremy Woodrow is spokesman for DOT. His agency met with Skagway leaders in recent weeks to discuss what to do with the ferry dock.
Right now, what we're doing with maintenance costs is basically putting band-aids on an issue that needs to be fixed sooner than later.
Let's talk about that sooner option. If DOT refurbishes the dock this winter, Woodrow says it would cause a 3-month disruption in service. Borough manager Scott Hahn doesn't like that option.
We would have to survive. You get on with, but I don't know how you make up for that, because there's so many people that rely on being able to get over to Juneau for dental appointments and health appointments and making other connections, and it's huge.
Without ferry service, Skagway residents would have to rely on flights, which are iffy in the winter, and the highway, which is also at the mercy of winter weather.
It's a very difficult thing for us to handle because we don't really have a road. You know, if you can say we can drive up into Canada, but the Canadian border is not open all day long, you know, so there's difficulties there. And then getting to somewhere else in Alaska is mind-blowing as far as how many miles it is.
Woodrow says DOT doesn't want to cut off Skagway from ferry service.
We're trying to exhaust all of our options before we really say that there will be service disrupted.
One of those options is to put off the refurbishment until next winter. Woodrow says the Matanuska is scheduled for engine replacement then, which means the Kennecott may fill in for the Mat. If it does, the Kennecott would be able to make port calls at one of Skagway's other docks. Woodrow says there's a very specific reason the Kennecott would need to be the fill-in ferry.
Really, the only options we have for providing vehicle service is through the existing dock, using the ramps that are on that dock, as well as the vehicle doors that are in the current Marine Highway System fleet, or to use the Kennecott, which has a vehicle elevator that could then call on one of the cruise ship docks.
Even if the project were delayed to winter of 2017 and the Kennecott filled in, Skagway would see severely reduced service. Woodrow says the Kennecott would sail all the way to and from Prince Rupert, so it would make just 1 or 2 port calls in Skagway per week. This Thursday, the Borough Assembly plans to discuss the dock refurbishment options and decide whether to request DOT postpone the project until next winter. Woodrow says the downside to delay is that the state will have to keep making band-aid repairs. It would be more cost-effective to get the project done as soon as possible.
We are still exploring every option possible to see if there is a way that we can provide service to Skagway while the dock is being worked on, even if it means passenger only, foot traffic only, no vehicles. We're still looking at all options before we say that service will be disrupted for a certain time period.
Woodrow says DOT will continue talking to Skagway officials about the possibilities. He says the department will probably make a decision about when to refurbish the ferry dock by the end of the summer. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.